Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is Russ Terry, founder and CEO of Life Coach Radio Network. Today's sponsor is Audible.com, a leading provider of spoken audio entertainment and information. Listen to audiobooks whenever and wherever you want. Get a free audiobook when you sign up for a 30-day free trial at audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. That's audibletrial.com/lifecoachradio. And now, here's today's show.
Hello and good evening, everyone. This is Myesha Avery with Myesha Avery Talks. I'm coming to you all live today to discuss You Lost It, Now What? You Lost It, Now What? Is actually something that I wanted to talk about in terms of giving tips to maintaining weight loss throughout your journey. So let me start back. If you all are just listening to my show for the first time, I always start off my shows by introducing who I am, because I'm very aware that there may be individuals who are listening that don't necessarily know who I am or what it is that I do. So I always like to start my shows off by introducing who I am and what it is that I do. So again, my name is Myesha Avery. I am a healthy lifestyle blogger, health educator. I graduated from Johnson C. Smith University in Charlotte, North Carolina, where I obtained my Bachelor of Science in Health Education, specializing in community health. And I came into this space when I lost over 70 pounds, and that was due to me changing my lifestyle. Prior to that, I didn't really work in my field or do any work around my field. But then when I was able to change my lifestyle, then I was able to branch off and walk into my purpose, which is health, educating, inspiring, and motivating others into living a healthier lifestyle. So here I am today, and so we'll get into how you can reach me, how you can contact me, if so, my website towards the end of the show. But today I wanted to talk about You Lost It, Now What? And so for me, my goal is not to actually lose pounds. My goal is to, and when I have clients and when I help others, my goal is that they will be able to become motivated, be able to become consistent. But my goal is not a number. And I strongly suggest that you stay away from getting to a particular number, and we'll get into that into the show. But my overall focus is on creating a healthier lifestyle. And once you create a healthier lifestyle for yourself, the results will show. So you won't have to worry about getting to a particular number, because if you live in a healthy manner, that will show up. So let's get into today's show, You Lost It, Now What? So, again, I always like to focus on creating a healthier lifestyle, not necessarily losing pounds. So I wanted to talk about You Lost It, Now What? Because I often hear or I often see or I often get a lot of questions on, well, how have you been able to maintain your weight loss? And it's been 3 years now for me. And number one, it is a big part of because I continue to live a healthier lifestyle. When I first started out, I've never had a goal weight. Not even at this time. I don't have a goal weight. I don't have a particular way that I would like to look, because for me it's just all about living healthy. And because I strive to live healthy on a consistent basis, those results show up in my physical appearance. I don't have to work towards losing 20 pounds, losing, you know, 30 pounds, losing 10 pounds, because I just focus on living healthy. And when you focus on consistently living healthy, then, again, your physical will show up. It will have no choice but to show up, because you're living in a manner that produces, you know, a different physical appearance. So for me, I've been able to maintain because I've consistently lived a healthy lifestyle. Now, that is not to say that I don't eat things that, you know, I may not I should not eat all the time, but when I, what we call cheating, when I do that, that is not consistent. So it's not for 2 and 3 days a week. For a week, I don't allow myself to fall off, and we'll discuss that as well. So I always like to, if you all ever listen to my shows, I always like to talk in bullet points because, number one, for those that are listening or for those that have listened or for those that will tune in and listen to any of these shows, it's helpful to write down steps. And your steps may not look like my steps, or you may not do the same work to be able to achieve the same goals, but it's easier to basically follow steps and, you know, have a plan, so to speak. So first, what we are going to discuss is my first bullet point is stop eating. And this is something that is so helpful, that will be helpful throughout your entire journey, is to stop the excuses. And the moment you stop giving yourself excuses and just go for it, the results are endless. They're endless. Now, your journey will not be perfect. Your journey will not always be easy. My journey has not always been easy. After 3 years, it's still not necessarily easy. I still have to change. I still have to grow. I still have to adapt to certain things. But my journey has not been easy at all. So first things first, you want to be able to stop the excuses. And this will help you throughout your journey because when I state that the journey is not always easy, you will sometimes fall. You will fall. But the thing about falling and the thing about, you know, falling off or what have you is all in your recovery. It's all in your recovery. And when you fall, when you give yourself excuses, that is a cushion to continue to fall off. And that's why I say you need to stop the excuses, because when you fall, there have been plenty of days. So for me, I'm a runner. And so there have been plenty of days where, you know, things have just been chaotic. I have had several things going on. Maybe I didn't want to wake up in the morning. Maybe I was a bit too tired in the evening, you know, to run or what have you, and I didn't do it. And so for me, I'm fully aware that if I don't do it, I don't do it because I chose not to. I don't make an excuse as to why I didn't run or why I didn't. So my thing is that if you are someone that you're walking, for instance, 2 times a day, and the morning comes and you just don't feel like getting up that morning and go walking, don't make excuses about it. Just allow yourself, not necessarily allow yourself, but just make an effort to try again that evening, because the day is not over with. So you can decide, okay, you know, I didn't walk this morning, but then I'll make an attempt to walk on my lunch break, or I'll make an attempt to run or walk this evening. So you always want to have a backup plan. I think what happens when we tend to fall off is because we fall off and then we feed ourselves excuses. And then that one time of falling off or that one day of falling off turns into days and turns into weeks and turns into months. And then the next thing you know, because you're not focused on living a healthier lifestyle, then you now are starting from point zero, because now you've gained like 20, 30 pounds. And now you're starting back over. And it's an ongoing cycle, and I've seen it. It can be an ongoing cycle. So you just want to stop with the excuses. If you don't make it to run that morning, then that's fine. But you make it a point to be able to do it that evening without feeding your excuses. You say, you know, I didn't run this evening. I'm going to prepare myself to run this afternoon. Or I didn't run this morning, so I'm going to make it a point to run this evening. Or I wasn't able to run this evening, so I'm going to make it a point to run in the morning. So you just have to stay on, basically you have to stay on top of yourself. You don't ever want to make excuses or also self-pity, because those things will allow you, self-pity and excuses will allow you to become stagnant. And you could have been on this most incredible journey, and then because you decide to, you know, feed yourself excuses, or, you know, become become self-pity because you weren't able to run this morning, or you wasn't able to run that evening, or you didn't make it to Zumba during your lunch break. Those self-pity and excuses are a cushion. It's an unhealthy cushion. So don't feed yourself that. If you fall, it's okay. Let yourself know that you have fallen and make it a point to, the world is not going to end because you have failed. The world is not going to end because you have fell down. However, it's all about your recovery. So that's the biggest point that you want to make, is don't beat yourself up. If you have a meal that you missed, and, you know, there has been plenty of times where, you know, throughout my journey where I may have left my meals, or I may have, you know, forgotten to bring my breakfast with me, and I've had to settle because, number one, I'm not going to be hungry, and then, number two, you know, I can't function without food, like seriously. So for me, there have been times where, you know, I've forgotten my meal, where I've forgotten, but I know that, okay, I had to eat something that was not so good for breakfast, but it was able to hold me over. Maybe I had to stop at fast food for breakfast or what have you because I left the meal. Okay, I had breakfast, but okay, again, I still have lunch, I still have dinner, and I still have the rest of my life while I'm here to live healthy. So don't allow one situation to become, number one, don't allow one mishap to become multiple mishaps and set you back. And also, don't allow one mishap to throw you completely off because you want to just fill yourself with self-pity and then also feed yourself excuses that allow you to feel better at that time. It's okay. The world is not ending because you have failed. We all fail in life at different points in life, at different things in life, but it's all about your recovery. Number two, adapt a different perspective. And again, the main reason why it's easy to fall into your old habits is because your perception is that this healthy lifestyle is a chore versus something that you're creating. And I always see this where individuals, they battle with, okay, I had a salad, but I'd much rather eat a cheeseburger and fries. Well, at the end of the day, we have all, and this is how I look at it in my journey, when I think about cheating, when I think about eating things that I should not have or what have you, I think about it like this. I changed my lifestyle when I was 25. And I think about this. For 24 years of my life, I ate whatever I wanted to. I cheated enough. I did enough to myself. So therefore, I owe it to myself to be healthy now. And to be consistently healthy. And that does not mean that I won't eat things that I shouldn't have, but also when I eat things that I don't, that I should not eat, I also stick true to my journey. And I will discuss that as well. But you always want to understand that, you know, you're not going to be perfect. And I always say this, that you strive for progress and not perfection. So you have to think of it, when we, thoughts become things, and that's just as simple as it's going to be. If you think that something is negative, if you think negative, then that it's going to be hard for you. It's going to be hard for you. But when you think that, okay, I'm creating this healthy lifestyle, and you focus more on changing your life versus, oh my gosh, I have to eat a salad, or I have to eat healthy now, or I have to, or I need to bake my chicken instead of fry it. I wish I had fried chicken and french fries instead of this baked chicken and kale. When you think about it like that, then, yes, it's going to be hard for you because you're not focused on, okay, this is what I need to do to create a healthy lifestyle. You're thinking about, this is, oh, gosh, I have to do this again. So, of course, that's why it falls off. When you think about it as a chore, then that's why it becomes a hindrance to you. When you think about it as creating a healthier lifestyle and making it fit into your life, and living a healthy lifestyle looks so different for everyone. Your journey does not have to look like mine or what have you. So, and vice versa, my journey doesn't have to look like anyone else's. And that's why my journey, I go by what I am comfortable with, what I can handle, and what is not too much for me, and I do what feels natural. And so that's what we all have to do, and you have to adapt a different perspective, because if you go into it with a perspective of, oh, gosh, this is so hard, then guess what? It's going to be hard, because that's what you are telling yourself. When you go into a situation thinking, I'm not going to be able to do this, I'm going to fail, this is, then more than likely you're going to fail, because that's what you are telling yourself. If you tell yourself, I can do this, if you practice positive self-talk, as I have talked about a million times before, in any of my shows, on my blogs, on social media platforms, then that is what will happen. Thoughts become things. So therefore, you will be able to achieve such greatness when you put that positivity out, when you speak that positivity over yourself and over your journey. So you just have to focus on, you know, just building a different, just overall building a different perspective. You know, people often ask me, you know, why don't I have a desire to really eat junk food? If you know me personally, I don't buy junk food in my home. If I am out somewhere and I have something, so if I'm out somewhere at an event or if I'm at work or what have you and I have candy or I have a cupcake, I don't bring that home with me. In my home, I do not put junk food. That means I do not put soda in my home. I do not put juice in my home unless I am making it myself. I do not put cookies, cakes, pies, chips in my home. If I eat that, if I ever decide to eat that, that's one and done. Those are not things that I put inside my home because I don't care to eat in that way or what have you. So, and then also another point that you want to make is, you know, in this journey, you have to focus on being flexible. And when I say being flexible, and this is another thing that will help you throughout your journey, you know, in maintaining your weight loss and maintaining your healthy lifestyle journey, is when you decide to become flexible. And this was a lesson that I learned very early on when it was actually October of, because I started my weight loss journey in May of 2012, and I believe it may have been in about October. It was in the same year, and it was about October of 2012, and because I was living, you know, that healthy lifestyle at that time, I was, again, when you live healthy consistently, your physical will show. So I was just dropping weight like it was crazy, dropping weight, and it got to, and because I was losing weight, I enjoyed the results that I was seeing from my healthy lifestyle journey. I didn't have a goal, but I enjoyed seeing the results. So it was about maybe about October of that same year, and I had hit a plateau. And I didn't understand it because when I entered my journey on my own. I didn't have a trainer. I didn't have anyone help me. I didn't go to a nutritionist. I didn't use products. I didn't do anything. I just knew that I had to eat different, and that's how I started. Really, I told myself you have to eat differently if you want to be able to maintain. So, and then it went from eating differently to just creating a whole overall healthy lifestyle. So, when I talk about being flexible, so I hit this plateau, and at the time when I hit this plateau, I wasn't a runner. I may have been walking like 30 minutes a day. I was eating good for the most part, but I was still cheating on a consistent basis. I was still putting junk in my food, I was putting junk in my home and trying to eat it in moderation. And when I say that was because I would put maybe a box of honey buns in my home. And instead of eating the whole box in one sitting as I used to, I would eat a honey bun a day. So by the end of the week, I've eaten a whole box of honey buns, which is still as bad. Whether I'm sitting down and 10, 15, 20 minutes of eating a whole box of honey buns, or whether I'm doing it throughout the week time span, I'm still doing it. So that was a big thing for me. And, you know, in maintaining your weight loss and maintaining a healthier lifestyle, you also have to be very cautious of alcohol because alcohol packs on pounds as well. So I was still hanging out with friends, brunches, day parties. I was still living that lifestyle but I was trying to do it in moderation before I even built discipline, if that makes sense. And we'll discuss that as well. But so with that, because I was eating, so basically my healthy eating was at 60%, but my unhealthy eating and my unhealthy living was still at a 40, 45%. So I was playing tug of war, and eventually the unhealthy lifestyle habits, they catch up with you. They still show because you're not working on decreasing them. Now I'm at about a 98% healthy lifestyle and maybe 2% of unhealthy habits. You know, when I want to have a turkey burger, or I want to have, you know, a cookie or a cupcake, or I want to eat, you know, soul food one day or what have you. But so my thing is that you need to be flexible. So, and what I mean by that is when I hit my plateau, I had to really be honest with myself. And then number two, I had to be flexible. So then I had to go from walking 30 minutes a day to now maybe I need to walk an hour a day. Maybe now I need to work on jogging versus walking, because your body gets used to that same activity. And once they get used to that same activity, then it causes your body to become stagnant, because the farther you move along in your journey, the more you will need to amp it up to be able to see results. You're not going to be able to start out a journey and walk, and then 3 years later, you're still walking at the same pace. You're at some point in time, you're going to have to be able to amp it up. So you have to become flexible. I also had to become flexible in understanding that I could no longer buy junk in my home because, number one, at that point in time, I was not disciplined enough as I thought I was. So I had to work on, and then eventually you want to eliminate the junk out of your home. You don't want to have it in your home, because then that doesn't build consistency either. Junk is not in my home. So anytime that I have junk, it has to be a cautious decision. Hey, I'm out at a party. I'm going to have a slice of cake. Hey, I'm going to a friend's home. They have cooked dinner. I'm going to eat whatever there. It has to be a cautious decision. And because it is actually a cautious decision, then that works out great, because I say, you know what, no, I'm not going to eat that because next week, you know, I'm having this event or I'm doing this, or a friend is having a cookout or a family member is having this or that, and I want to be able to, you know, eat what I want there. So it allows you to think through the process. So become flexible, and you will have to become flexible many times throughout your journey. I went from, you know, changing my lifestyle to being vegan, to transitioning back into only eating chicken and turkey, to trying to transition back to being vegan. It did not work. And then now just, you know, and then even still for me, in terms of what I eat, so our carb cycle. So for me, I may have a week where I do have carbs, good carbs in terms of brown rice, quinoa, those sort of things, and then I move into a week where I don't do anything but straight meat and vegetables. So I'm always adjusting. You will have to always become flexible. And for many different health reasons, I do it, but you have to learn to become flexible throughout your journey. Because if not, then that'll cause you to be stagnant as well. So also, you want to, and the other point that I want to make is that you also want to be committed. You also want to be committed. So, and when I say that, from day one, I decided that I was going to live a healthier lifestyle. And from that day, I became committed to living a healthier lifestyle. And when you become committed, what I hope that I put out into the world, and what I hope that other people see in me, is that when you embark on a healthier lifestyle journey, you don't have to cycle back and forth. I see a lot of the times in this fitness or in this health world that we paint this picture. Now, I am not saying that your journey will be perfect. I am not saying that it will be easy. But I sometimes disagree with, you know, the message from different outlets that are put out there that if you live a healthy lifestyle journey, oh, there's going to be a point where you fall off and you gain 40 or 50 pounds and you stop eating healthier. No, that is not the case. I promise you, as long as you stay committed and as long as you stay committed to this journey and stay committed to yourself, you can lose weight and you can live healthy and you can continue to live that for years and years and years. So I know plenty of people that start the healthy lifestyle journey and they have not, you know, fallen off to the point where they have had to start completely over again. It is possible. I am someone that lost almost 100 pounds over 3 years ago, and I have stayed committed to this journey. And that is why I'm able to maintain my weight loss, because I have stayed committed. And I have stayed committed because I did what felt natural, and I didn't put too much on my than what I could handle. I don't like the gym, so therefore I'm not going to start a journey where I'm going to go to the gym for 2 hours a day because I don't like the gym. And so if I would have done that, then I would have been back at square one 3 years ago, 2 weeks into my journey, a month into my journey. Do what feels natural. And so you have to be, and then again, like I stated, you have to be committed. Again, when I first started, I remember like it was yesterday before I took my first 15-minute walk, and I told myself, and I never imagined that I would be here, but I told myself that I would let no one or nothing get in my way. And I can honestly say, out of all of the life trials that have happened throughout 3 years that I have been in this space, I have not had an issue with, you know, gaining weight and having to lose it again and start back over. If anything, I gained weight on my own. And when I say that I lost almost 100 pounds at one point in time, I wasn't comfortable physically with, you know, being the size that I was. So I actually decided to gain weight, and I did it in a healthy manner. When I gained the weight, I actually, you know, incorporated more good fats into my diet, you know, and just basically building more muscle, you know, toning. But I did that for me. But in terms of, like, gaining weight because I just fell off, no, I haven't done that. So that's why I say if you become committed, then you can actually, you know, as long as you become committed, you can actually maintain your weight loss throughout this journey. Also, what you want to do outside of being committed, also, I would say the best way for you to be able to maintain your weight loss, stay on this healthy lifestyle journey, is number one, and this is the top out of everything that I have stated, but believing in yourself. Believing in yourself, and this is also goes hand in hand with being committed. Believing in yourself will be the number one priority, the number one. Because let me tell you something. Even if you hire a personal trainer, what if that person goes out of business? What if that person is out of town and can't work with you for a week or two? What if they're on vacation and they're gone for a month? You have to be able to believe in yourself enough to be committed to your journey. No one can make you do anything. If you don't believe in yourself, it doesn't matter how many trainers you hire. It doesn't matter how many nutritionists you work with. It does not matter how many people inspire you and you want to be like them. If you don't believe in yourself, it's not going to work. So the number one thing above all that you just want to make sure that you believe in yourself and you stay committed. Believing in yourself and being committed is number one. I still have to believe in myself every day. My journey, even if I've been on this journey for 3 years, even though I have a degree in health education, I still have to believe in myself. I still have to stay committed to this journey that I have created for me. And that's what I hope that everyone else will do, is believe in yourself and stay committed to the journey that you are on. So those are my bullet points, and let me just go over them again. So for anyone that is listening or anyone that will listen and they want to write this down. So again, as I stated, number one rule is going to be stop with the excuses. And that piece of it can look however you want it to look. If you have some excuses that you need to, that you struggle with and you need to be able to X out one by one, that would be great. Write that down. Also, adapt a different perspective. Adapting a different perspective again, thoughts become things. And if we think positive along our journey, then things will be positive, even when they're not so great. Also, be flexible. You will need to become flexible because your body will change. Things will change. And as your body changes, as certain things change, everything will change. So you need to be able to become flexible. Because if you're not willing to become flexible, then after a while you're going to become stagnant and then you're going to start back at ground zero because you weren't able to change and move with the time. The next one is be committed. Be committed to yourself and be committed to your journey. At the end of the day, this is your life. You only have one. None of us will be here forever and eternity. So while you are here, you might as well live healthy. And you will only be able to do so if you become committed to living that healthy lifestyle. Just like you become committed to everything else in life, we become committed to being a great mother, being a great father, being a great wife, being a great husband, being a great teacher, being a great nurse, being a great caregiver, being a great friend, being a great sister. You need to be committed to being a healthier you. Also, believe in yourself. And that's number one key. That is what you will need to do before you start your journey, is begin to speak positive, begin to believe in yourself. So I just want to, you all can write that down, you know, figure out what it means for you, because everything will be different for everyone. We all will have different journeys. We all will have different life events that happen throughout our journey. So those different points will look different for everyone. So that is the conclusion of my show and what I had to discuss today. But if you all ever wanted to get in contact with me, you can always email me. My email is info@inspiredtochange. That is info@inspired2change.co, not .com. My website, I also blog about my healthy lifestyle journey and giving different tips. My healthy lifestyle journey, my blog is actually on www.inspired2change.co. This information is actually up on my blog, so you can always read it. You can always refer back to it. Also, on Instagram, I am _inspired2change. On Facebook, I am Inspire T-O, it's spelled out, so Inspire to Change. And also on Twitter, I'm a little bit on Twitter. I'm always hit and miss with Twitter. I'm not on Twitter a lot, but if you would like to have interactions with me real time, you know, conversations, then I am also available on Twitter, and that is _inspire2c. It's not change, fully spelled out. But again, my email is info@inspired2change.co. And when I talk about clients that I have, some individuals that I work with, I have clients where I have meal plan clients. So my biggest thing is I always believe that it's 80% nutrition, 20% physical. So a lot of the times, a lot of us, as we can see and as I've noticed, do not have an issue with working out and being active. A lot of us have issues with eating well and eating better. So that's some of the work that I do in terms of helping others achieve a healthier lifestyle through what we eat. So if you ever wanted to work with me, my services are on my website in the services tab. Or again, you can always email me, to find me on social media, I'm there. But again, I thank you all for tuning in this evening. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me or contact me on social media. If you have any tips on how you stay committed to your journey, how you maintain your healthy lifestyle journey, or how you maintain your weight loss, please write them down. You can write it on my blog. You can write it on Instagram. You can hit me up on Twitter. You can also write it on Facebook because it may help someone else. So I do thank you all for listening. I am here every first and third Saturday of the month. So I do thank you all for tuning in. I will talk to you all again soon. Have a great evening, and I will be looking forward to speaking with you all next time. Bye.